Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Isn't that great? Amen. That's the man that walketh not in the counsel of the man that serves God. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. No stability. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. It's just going to happen. You can mark it down. The way of the ungodly, they shall perish. And I tell you what, I preached this morning. You need to have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit's saying to you. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." And when you hear the voice of the Lord, you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt his direction for your life. And you need to walk in it. You need to talk in it. You need to live in it every day, because God will speak to you on a daily basis. And I want to say this word. I'm not getting into my message quite yet, but I'm telling you, folks, you need to get to the place where you love this word and you love to have it touch your life continuously. So if you haven't got a Bible, see Brother Chuck. He'll buy you one, or Brother Jim, somebody. And if you haven't got a Bible and you need one, you need to get a hold of one. Sister Lindsay loves to help Chuck buy a Bible. So, no, I'm teasing. But if you need help on getting a Bible, we will help you get one. The way of God, the ungodly are not so. They're going to perish. But I'm glad I can live a godly life. I'm glad tonight that I don't have to stand in the way of sinners. I don't have to sit in the seat of the scornful. But I can delight in his law on a daily basis. And it's just a great, great, wonderful place to live. The world is out there needing a message from you. They see it, they talk to you, and you're able to tell them what Jesus Christ can do in their lives. Then I want to go to one of my old favorite portions of Scripture in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And it says, "And it shall come to pass that if thou shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all of the nations, all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake you." Isn't that good? "All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city." Amen. Amen. In the big city of Riverdale. Blessed. Amen. Just blessed. Just blessed because you're a child of the King. Blessed in whatever community you live in. God wants to bless your life, and he said, if you'll diligently hearken, I mean, you just listen to the voice of the Lord, follow after him, you're going to find out that his blessings will overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. So It doesn't matter if you're out driving tractor, if you're out plucking corn, if you're out chopping cotton. We used to do a lot of that. We don't do a lot of it anymore. But it doesn't matter. It's meaning if you're out on the job, you may be painting a building, you may be stuccoing, you may be sheetrocking, you may be doing any kind of labor, you may be selling towels and running crews and doing all of those things. But he said, whenever you're on the job, I'm going to be a blessing in your life. All you have to do is diligently hearken to my voice. That's pretty easy, isn't it? Now, I tell you what, I don't make it 100% of the time, but when Sister Spencer talks, I do my best to listen. Sometimes I'll be down here and I say, now, Charlie Brown, your wife told you to do something before you come home. What is it? And I rack my brain, can't come up with anything, and I'll get on the phone and say, hey, babe, what was that you needed me to do before I come home? She said, nothing. Just come on home. Breakfast is ready. But I search my heart, and I'm cautious, and I don't make it 100% of the time. Neither do you. Don't sit there and look smug at me. But there's not a one of us make it all the time. And there's times when God speaks to our heart and we may mess up a little bit and not understand and not hear exactly, or it may slip our minds. But we do our best to get back to the fact that God has spoken to us. And we need to hearken diligently to God's holy word. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. God's going to bless your family. Isn't that great? I just felt like I wanted to talk to us a little bit about the blessings of the Lord that enrich our lives. God wants to bless your family. I tell you what, don't get so smug and cantankerous that if somebody does a little bit of something wrong in your family, you can't just put your arm around them. It's amazing. But God don't forget them. I preached it this morning. Old Elijah, a man of God that had called fire down from heaven, wound up under a juniper tree, and he was terribly distraught. But God sent the angel of the Lord to minister to him. Not once, not twice. I think it was three times. And strengthen his life. So you be careful just cutting everybody off and saying, they don't live right, this one don't live right. All of a sudden your little circle gets so little that you're the only one inside of it. Over in John the 10th chapter, the Lord even said, I've got sheep of other folds that you don't know anything about it, but whenever I speak to them, they hear my voice. That confuses some. That don't confuse me any at all. But I tell you what, whenever we get to thinking we're the only ones that has the answer, we may find out God's speaking to somebody else also. Don't cut them off too quickly. You be sure that you do what God wants you to do in honoring God according to his word. What did he say? If thou will diligently hearken, then he said, I'm going to be a blessing to you. I'm going to bless you in the city, and I'm going to bless you in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. Amen. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy ground. Now, not very many of us here are farmers, but we have some that work on the farm, and Brother Johnny and Sister Joanne and them own a farm, and they put those grains in the ground, and they just believe God's going to send them an increase. They planted a bunch of pomegranate trees, and I'm expecting those pomegranate trees to put out more pomegranates than any other pomegranate grove in the world. That's right. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. God wants to bless your family. You say it's too late. No, it's not too late. As long as they're alive, you better pray, you better speak, and you better know beyond a shadow of doubt as you thoroughly and you wholeheartedly follow the Lord, God's going to hear and answer your prayer. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of all the sheep. So he said, if you hearken diligently, I want to bless your life. And I don't know where you're at tonight. You may feel like, there are not very many blessings around my life. You better just hearken to the voice of the Lord and live according to it. And God's going to reach down. Maybe he'll just do it this week. And just bless you abundantly. Amen. I had a man come driving across the road the other day and he said, Brother Spencer, I just got $2 an hour raise. Well, praise God. God's going to bless you. He said, and they furnished me this truck. And I think probably if they furnish a truck, they furnish a gas card to fill it up. Amen. And I tell you what, this family's been faithful working in around Riverdale. They hit Riverdale and they got here just the right time because they hit building program time. And they've been a blessing. And I tell you, God will honor you. God will cause the boss to know where you're at and know your need and meet your need, because God can talk to a man like that and say, raise that boy's salary. Amen. God's a big, wonderful God. Hallelujah. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket in the store and thy store. I'm sorry. Blessed shall be thy basket. So whenever you hook up to one of those shopping carts, I don't know. You don't know. Maybe God already knew about Walmart. I don't know. Just hook up to that basket and say, oh God, you need to bless this basket. And say, bless this store. Amen. Don't gripe and complain. Say they're putting people out of jobs. They're hiring more people than half of Hanford hired before they went into business over there. So don't get part of the griping crowd. Just say, Lord, you promised to bless my basket. Hallelujah. I'm going up this aisle. I want the best deal there is. I'm going down that aisle. Sister Lindsay does it all the time. She saves that guy thousands of dollars, I tell you. Hey, he said, I'm going to bless you when you do the shopping that you have to take care of in this whole world. God will bless you. I'll never forget the excitement that day when Brother Jeff said, hey, I'm buying a scoreboard. I'm bidding on a scoreboard. And we almost lost a half a day work time because we was wanting to know, how's it going, Jeff? How's it going, Jeff? And he just kept on watching. I don't know nothing about that bidding on eBay, but he kept on. He bought that thing that was valued at between $15,000 and $20,000, I think, for $1,000. You know why? Because God was blessing him. God was. We run that big old yellow boom out there, extends out 60 feet, because God blessed Jeff Steele. He said, "I'll bless you. I'll bless your card. I'll bless the store. I'll bless eBay in order to bless you." God's great. God's wonderful. He's the greatest friend that you'll ever have. Don't discount what he wants to do for you. Amen. Don't discount it. Amen. Blessed shalt thou shall be thy basket and thy store. Hey, Walmart's blessed to have you walking down their aisle. Well, I don't go to Walmart. Well, I don't care where you go. Wherever you go, they're blessed if you honor the Lord with your life. Amen. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Enemy's not big enough, Brother Jason, to destroy our lives. The devil has no rights to those that diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. Amen. When he says, this is the way, walk in it. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. We're in the business of building the kingdom of God. And what greater bunch in the world than our bunch? Amen. That God can just pour out of his blessings upon our lives and minister to us and minister through us. I tell you, you got to just, let me jump over to Haggai. Haggai 1:6. You've sown much, bring in little. And this is some people's song all the time. Well, I've done this and I've done that, but God's not blessing me. Ye are not filled with drink, ye clothe not. Let me just start over. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but you're not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with a hole. So you got to take care of your money. Don't go put your money out on a bunch of junk. Don't put your money in a bag with a hole in it. Come on, you're smarter than that. You're a child of the King. You hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord. And if you'll say, Lord, how about this situation? Is it going to prosper my family spiritually? Is it going to cause me to rise up? Is it going to cause me to be what you'd have me? Then follow God and he'll tell you when to and where to put your money. Amen. Well, Brother Spencer, I just try and try and try. I'll tell you what, don't put your money in a bag with a hole in it. Do I need to get a little more clear than that? Don't support one of your sons or daughters that's a smoker and a drinker and a pothead. Don't put your money in a bag with a hole in it. Now, I'm telling you, that's really strong and that's really right down the line. But I'm telling you what, folks, it is the truth. I talk to people all the time. Well, we just. But you know what? They put their money in a bag with a hole. They'll loan money to anybody comes along, no matter who they are. God's not going to bless you for it. No. God's not going to bless you. You better know where your money's going. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't put your money in a bag with a hole in it. Because the blessings of God are not there. Let me go over to Isaiah. Another one of my favorite scriptures that I like to get on from time to time. Isaiah 41. Real familiar portion of scripture that I use from time to time. Thou whom I have taken. Let's start with the 10th verse. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Well, that's a good place to live. You folks aren't getting excited about this at all. Fear thou not. Amen. This world's running in the fear mode, but I tell you what, don't be fearful. Let me tell you something. God is not nervous about your situation if you diligently hearken to him. He wants to bless you. Amen. He wants to bless your family. He wants to bless your field. He wants to bless you in the store. He wants to bless the store because of you. He wants to minister to you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. You can put your name in there. I am Charles Spencer's God, personally. I don't know about you guys. You may not have a God. But I tell you what, I've got a great, big, wonderful God. Hallelujah. Sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, making intercession. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they shall strive, and they that strive with thee shall perish.
wake up.
He's a great, big, wonderful God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And he said, everyone that diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, I'm going to bless you. Oh, you can read on down in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy if you want to. And you can see what happens to the other side, because there's curses if you fail to honor God. Yeah. Listen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Brother Robinson's down here wanting to preach with me. Blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Why don't somebody say hallelujah? That's my God. That's my God. He's the God I serve. God, make your word real to me. I don't want to put my money in a bag with a hole in it. I want to serve God. And I tell you what, you say, well, Brother Spencer, you don't understand. I don't get much money. Well, I tell you what, God can take a little bit, add his blessings to it, and it'll go a lot farther than you ever had it go in your life. Amen. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Now, I tell you what, don't go looking after them too hard. If God's destroyed them, let them go. Boy, and that's good preaching right there. Let them go. Well, I love them. Oh, I know, and pray for them. But you better be careful trying to find them, because it may be a great pull upon your spiritual life. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, they shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. He's my God. And you know what? As I walk with him, as I diligently hearken to him, I can't fail. I cannot fail, because he said he'd uphold me with the right hand of his righteousness. Hallelujah. Chaz quoted it tonight. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Why? Why? Because the Lord, which is my God, is a refuge.